how we go. If I can start with you just saying your name and the party name or your position or something just to get... This is Hunter Valley Today with Darren Catroupi on 981 2NM. With the federal election coming up, we've heard a lot from, you know, the main parties, but I thought it was a good chance to try and find out a little bit more about some of those other candidates that don't necessarily have the profile. One of those is the Animal Justice Party, and they're standing a candidate in the seat of Hunter, and that person is Victoria Davies. Vicky, good morning and welcome to the program.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So, I suppose, in short, what's the Vicky Davies story?
I have been in the Hunter for 45 years. I came up here from Sydney for the weekend 45 years ago and never went home. I'm a registered nurse. I work in a private emergency department in the Hunter, and I have, my husband lives with me. I've got four children and multiple rescues for animals.
And is that something that's a passion for you?
It certainly is. I've been a foster carer and an area coordinator for Dog Rescue Newcastle for about 9 years now. So I'm very passionate about it. Had around 50 foster dogs in my time that have found wonderful forever homes. So, yeah, very proud of what I do, and that inspires me to do more for them.
How much of an issue is, I suppose, dogs that do need that foster caring here?
Right, yeah. Look, it is a huge issue. Unfortunately, we don't have national laws for our companion animals, and what we need is some consistent national laws for our companion animals. We want to see some responsible animal ownership and pet ownership and companionship. We also want to see a complete ban on puppy farms and backyard breeders. We'd like to see an officer for animal welfare appointed, and make that an independent officer for animal welfare appointed, and to have stronger, harsher laws for these animals of domestic violence. Often our animals that are involved in domestic violence are forgotten. They are victims too, and we want to see them recognised as a victim of family violence.
So current penalties are too lenient, do you think?
Our current penalties are not enough. There needs to be a register for animal abusers, so that they can never, ever own an animal again. And they also need to be kept in line with the domestic violence laws as well, so that they are protected as well. They're not just looked on as owners, as objects, they're actually looked on as family.
Now, you talk about a ban on puppy farms.
Yes.
There's many of those across the Hunter Valley. What is, for people who have heard that but don't really understand why, what is the issue with puppy farms or breeders, so to speak?
There's a lot of people out there that are in this for the money, and that's all. These animals, they often are bred multiple times. They're kept in cramped cages, and they're looked on as nothing more than products. They feel no gentleness. They feel no love. They often have minimal vet care happen to them, and they just pump out puppy after puppy after puppy. A lot of these puppy farms, they are interbreeding the puppies, and therefore they're breeding in genetic faults. Some people advertise themselves as being ethical breeders. I still haven't been able to find a definition for an ethical breeder at all. These animals, from the day they're born, do nothing but suffer, and once they're no longer needed or they're no longer productive, they end up either dumped in a pound or they expect the rescue groups to help and to take over. Rescue groups are stretched to the limit as it is, and these puppy farmers are just reeking in thousands and thousands of dollars for puppies from mothers that probably some of them have never even seen the daylight.
Now, that's, I suppose, a good summary of a lot of the animal welfare issues that you would expect the Animal Justice Party to be championing. What about on some of those bigger issues here in the Hunter, like the coal industry and so forth? Where do you and the party sit on that sort of scale of it's critical, or we must, you know, move to renewable fuels?
Look, the ultimate aim is to move to renewable fuels, but we must also remember that there's people and there's families that are in the coal industry. We don't want to see those people suffer either. We need to retrain. We need to find more industries to transition these people to and to boost their towns and to give them a life as well. We'd love to see to move completely to renewable fuels. It's going to take time. It's going to take understanding, and it's going to take training.
So, Vicky, what about preferences? Has the Animal Justice Party got a position on who they'll preference at the election yet?
That is actually being discussed at a higher level at the moment, so no.
Okay, well, look, thanks very much for your time. I feel like we've got to know about you and what you would stand for. I suppose in conclusion, why should people vote for you and the Animal Justice Party in the seat of Hunter?
The Animal Justice Party is the only party that actually recognises the welfare of animals. Our policies are animals, people and the environment. It covers all areas. I listen to the people, I work in the industry, I see what goes on in our environment. I live very close to industry, and I want to be sure that I'm actually a voice for the people in these farming areas and help people to transition. We haven't had a candidate for the Hunter. There's so much going on in the Hunter. Animal lovers and environmental lovers need to know that they've actually got someone that they can go to. We've got children that are growing up in this area, so we've got young adults. They need to know that there is a party out there that cares about them and cares about their future and their environment.
Victoria Davies, thank you very much for your time here on Hunter Valley Today.
Thank you so much.